Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday after Ash Wednesday, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled Called to Glory.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and there was a large crowd of tax collectors and others sitting at the table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes were complaining to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The Gospel of the Lord. When people of different nationalities live in the same country, there are always tensions, misunderstandings, sometimes open hostility, sometimes administrative problems, conflict on many different levels. It's not difficult to understand some of the reasons. Contrasting religious or political or social practices, and that's not to mention the contribution of sheer ignorance to the situation. Well, Levi, in this brief passage, must have experienced this kind of problem because he was a Jew working for the dominant race, the Romans, who had taken over the administration of the territory that was, for the Jewish population, their country. Because Levi was in the pay of the enemy, and that means he must have been doubly unpopular. The Jews were scandalized that he, a Jew, would cooperate with the invaders, and the Romans were generally contemptuous of the Jews, whether they collaborated or not. To have Jesus say, "Follow me," well, that for Levi was to be accepted, to be wanted. And that must have struck a chord in him, so that he expressed his gratitude by giving what the Gospel defines as a great banquet, what the Scots New Testament calls a gronhondling, for Jesus and for Levi's own fellow sufferers from the ungenerous attitude of the Pharisees and their scribes. And this is where Jesus tells them and us in just 12 words why he came into the world, why God gave us the immense gift of the incarnation, the teaching, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of Jesus. Those words are, "I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Look, not one of us can claim to be righteous. The claim itself is an offence to the concept of righteousness. We need that call to repentance. Lent is a special 40-day opportunity to respond to that call. And in fact, the first words Jesus spoke to Levi are the perfect expression of that call. "Follow me." Follow my example. Take the road. Take the narrow road that leads to life. In the process, whether you're a member of the dominant part of society or an outcast or an uncomfortable collaborator, whoever you are, you can be healed, saved. As Paul says in the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, those whom God called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. This Lenten season is yet another opportunity to answer that call. So don't let's waste the opportunity.